report is about to play an important part in the evacuation of the so-called litter you complain of.
Oh, really?
By discarding some of its contents, I shall make room for those very papers which seem to offend your passion for tidiness.
I watch with interest.
Yes, please do, please do. The case is enough here, Watson. If you only knew what was in this box. Records of my early work.
Really? I often wished I had notes on that.
Yes, all done prematurely before my biographer had come to glorify me. Not all successes, of course, but there are some pretty little problems among them. Ah, yes, the Tarleton murders. Nasty business. Vanbury the wine merchant. Clever man, clever. The old Russian woman. Oh, the singular affair of the aluminium crutch.
Oh, I love about that.
Yes, aluminium crutch. Ricoletti of the club foot and his abominable wife and... now, this really is something a little recherché. Box within a box. What do you make of the contents?
Rosina.
Crumpled piece of paper. Old fashioned brass key. Peg of wood with a board string attached to it. And three rusty old discs of metal. Yeah, a curious collection. Yes, well, the story that hangs around it will strike you as even more curious still. These relics have a history, then. So much so that they are history. They're all I have left to remind me of the adventure of the Musgrave Ritual.
Oh, yes, I seem to recall the name.
I may have referred to the matter.
If it's all the same to you, Holmes, I shall be glad to have an account of it now.
Yes? Well, and leave the litter as it is. Oh, no, surely the strain would be too much for you to bear, Watson. Well, I should be glad if you'd care to add this case to your chronicles. There are points in it which make it quite unique in the criminal records of this, or, I believe, of any other country. When I first came to London, I had rooms in Montague Street. You can hardly realize how difficult it was then to establish myself as a consulting detective. And so, as the British Museum was just round the corner, it was there I waited, filling in my too abundant leisure time by studying all those branches of science which might make me more efficient. As luck would have it, however, I happened to be at home on one of the comparatively rare occasions on which I had a caller, Reginald Musgrave, whom I'd not seen since we were undergraduates together 4 years previously.
Good to see you again, Holmes.
How's all gone with you, Musgrave?
You probably heard of my poor father's death.
Yes, I am sorry. About 2 years ago, wasn't it?
I suppose it must be. Since then, I have, of course, had the Hurlstone estate to manage, and as I am a member for my district as well, my life has been a busy one. But you, Holmes, I understand that you are turning to practical ends those powers with which you used to amaze us.
Oh, party pieces. There's nothing more.
Nonsense. What about the time... Oh, now, what was the fellow's name? Stanton. That's it? Harry Stanton. He would have been out on his ear if it hadn't been for you.
I was able to throw a little light on the affair.
A little light? You only unravelled a mystery which was beyond everyone else. Still don't know how you did it.
In answer to your question, yes, I have taken to living by my wits.
I am delighted to hear it, for your advice at present would be exceedingly valuable to me.
I am at your service. Please do sit down.
Oh, thank you. Well, we have had some very strange doings at Hurlstone, and the police are about as baffled as I am. It really is the most extraordinary and inexplicable business.
Perhaps you would care to recount it.
You must know that though I am a bachelor, I have to keep up a considerable staff of servants at Hurlstone. It's a rambling old place and takes a good deal of looking after. I preserve, too, and in the pheasant months I usually have a house party, so that it would not do to be short-handed. Altogether, there are 8 maids, the cook, the butler, 2 footmen, and a boy. Of these servants, the one who's been longest in our service is Brunton, the butler.
Always as a butler?
Yes.
Yes.
He was a young schoolmaster out of the place when he was first taken up by my father. But he was a man of great energy and character, and he soon became quite invaluable in the household. Handsome fellow, too, with a splendid forehead. Though he has been with us for 20 years, he cannot be more than 40 now. Extraordinary chap. Very gifted, speaks several languages, plays just about every musical instrument you can think of.
Oh, really?
In fact, it's just amazing that...